This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo, with you until 12 noon this morning. Now, my next guest is a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne, independent singer-songwriter. She has just released her very, very first EP. For the first time in the Joy Studios, welcome Juliana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Leo.
This is your first time in Joy and your very first video interview.
Yep.
So welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Relax. It's okay. I'll be very gentle with you. It's all right.
Well, it's a good place to have a first interview.
It is. So. It's very joyful, right?
Mm-hmm. I felt very welcomed when I walked
in. That's good. That's fantastic. Now, Juliana, when did you first realise that you wanted to sing? And when did you first realise that you could sing?
That's an interesting story, actually. I was probably about... I was in, like, prep or something. I was only, you know, 6 or 7 years old. And I used to love Mandy Moore. Like, Mandy
Me
Moore.
Too.
Yeah, in she was my everything.
In my pocket.
Yep. I used to sing Cry. A Walk to Remember was, like, my favourite movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at school, one of my friends just dared me to go up and sing Mandy Moore. And I was like, no, I don't. And I remember this very vividly, which is very strange because I'm quite forgetful. I don't remember a lot of things.
Mm.
But I got up there and the singing teacher was like really like taken back. She was like, oh, you can sing. And I was like, oh,
I can.
Maybe I can. I don't know. So they surprised my mum and they told me to sing again. And they told her to come into the school one day because I had to have her in for a meeting or something. And she came in and she saw me and she just cried. And she told my dad, she's like, did you know that your daughter can sing? And my dad was like, yeah. And she was like,
wow,
oh,
what a cool
okay.
story.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
And that led you obviously to get singing lessons.
Yeah, so I had singing lessons with my music teacher at my primary school. And then it kind of just developed and, you know, I was working on technique and my voice. And I don't think it was probably until I was about 12 or 13 years old that I started writing properly. I didn't really think anything about it. Like, it's so funny how much I know now compared to what I know then, like what I knew then. But yeah, I was only 12 or 13 years old and I decided like I needed to move forward. And if this was something that I wanted to do, I had to get really serious about it. And I started working with Susie Ahern.
She's amazing, by the way.
Yep. She's great.
She's a great singer. Does backing vocals for pretty much anybody in the industry.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She's my musical mama.
So what did she teach you as far as the industry goes? Because it can be very cutthroat.
Yeah, of course. Just how important it is to curate your art, basically, because, you know, I was up watching Lady Gaga interviews all night last night and I didn't realise how amazing she was until I was watching them. But it's so important at, you know, at my age and, you know, in the world we live in today, it's so like online based and, you know, social media is everything. So what the record labels are looking for now is for you to start your own fire. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm basically my own record label at the moment. So that's, you know, getting the EP out myself, writing all my own songs and just networking and meeting different people and trying to build that team around me that can really help me get my music out there. And
exactly. And of course, you were in LA recording your EP.
Yeah.
And you attended a workshop called Hollywood Immerse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Hollywood Immersive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what was that about?
So I had just turned 15 at the time. And before that, Susie had approached my dad and said, look, there's so many opportunities overseas, especially, you know, for pop music. I think people don't really grasp. Pop music is very competitive. So, you know, my competitors are like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and all of that. So it's really hard
guns.
For me.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't have a record label behind you or whatever, it's quite hard to get it out there. But Hollywood Immersive really kind of, it kickstarted that, you know, that journey that where I was meeting different people, you know, and really well-known songwriters like Desmond Child, you know, he wrote for Bon Jovi.
Wow.
And Kiss. And yeah, and I got the privilege to meet them and CEOs at, you know, Taxi Music and ASCAP and all of that. And it really immersed me into the whole, like, the business side of music, because I think that's really important as well.
It is, because most artists, they get a bit blasé about that. They think, I'm an artist. I want to just focus on my singing and my songwriting.
Mm.
But these days, you need to be across all aspects
of
the industry. Because people take you for a ride and stuff. So you need to know what's sort of going on. Let's play the single from your debut EP. Yay. The EP is called
Mere Mortal.
Mere Mortal. But the track is called Waterfalls and Rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
This is first time on Joy 94.9. This is Juliana. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Of course you love your mornings. You enjoy with Leo on the Friday Morning Show. My special guest in studio is singer-songwriter Juliana. Now, we just heard your debut single before the break called Waterfalls and Rainbows. And if people go online to YouTube, the video is on there. And it's a really beautiful video. And I still don't know what it's really about. It's a stunning video. There's you and a little boy sort of going through outdoors and almost you're sort of going towards something. You're sort of on a journey, I guess. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, of course. A lot of people have been asking about it, like, especially my friends and family. They're like, so, Juliana, we have a question. I'm like, yes. They're like, what happened to the kid at the end? And I'm and I guess because I spoke to Blake Farber, who's the director on the video, and he also did Beyonce's Countdown video. So So when I was working with him, like, and he's a close friend now as well, and he's so lovely. But I was telling him that the thing about my whole like brand, if you will, or what I'm all about, is, you know, a bit of sweetness. So I wanted the video to be very bittersweet. I wanted it to have like a dark undertone to it. I didn't want it to be like pretty and fairy and cliche, because a song can be taken in that way if it, you know, if it was done a little bit differently. So, and perception is everything to me. I really want people to see, you know, who I am as an artist, like, and the way I've curated it. But with that video, I guess the song is about, you know, everyone has their own waterfalls and rainbows, and it's not technically about a love in particular. It might be a love of something, but towards the end of it, it was kind of like he was just a figment of my imagination, and, you know, like that feeling of being so lonely that you have to find something in your life to look forward to.
Exactly.
And then it can be ripped away from you in, you know, in a split second. So, but yeah, so I didn't want it to be too, like, I didn't want the video to be, you know, there's a girl and there's a guy and something happens and they fall in love and blah, blah, blah. And while that's all beautiful and lovely sometimes, I didn't want that for this song. I wanted there to be a dark undertone.
A bit more substance to it.
Yeah.
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 Now, your EP is called Mere Mortal, five original tracks.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a journey on this EP. It's showing you as an artist for the very first time. So people discover your sound, what you're about. How did you decide what tracks to include on the EP?
Oh, that was so hard.
It must have been difficult.
Yeah, I have a catalogue of stuff, but I think I really wanted to choose the five songs that kind of embodied that whole idea of Mere Mortal, that idea of a bittersweetness. Like, so it's like five tracks, five senses, like that's what makes us human. And I think I'm all about connection with people. It's why I do what I do. It's why I love writing music, because I love it when somebody... I prefer a compliment when somebody says to me, like, I really connected with your song, as opposed to I really like your voice. Like, I just... If I know that I've, you know, touched people's hearts, or that I've hit a place of, you know, where they can empathise with what I'm talking about, then I've done my job. Like, that's what I'm all about. So, Mere Mortal was about... I didn't want it to be... I was a little bit conscious of it, everything sounding the same, so I tried to choose five songs that showed a variety of my sound. And, I mean, I always try and write, not different genres, but different, like, use different elements of that genre, because my taste in music is music. It's not eclectic, it's just music. So
keep things interesting as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, and it's really funny because I'll tell people, like, I'm a huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. Like, but you write pop music.
What?
Yeah. And they're like, but you write pop music. I'm like, doesn't matter. I'm absolutely in love with Anthony Kiedis. And, you know, I love all types of music. I grew up on, you know, the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and stuff, thanks to my dad. Then I kind of ventured out and found my own kind of stuff. And I'm obsessed with Sia. Like,
she's amazing. Amazing songwriter, amazing singer.
Yeah.
Your first EP is out. Mm-hmm. You did a showcase in Melbourne last week to perform the tracks live.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what's coming up next? What can we expect? Like some live gigs, videos?
Yeah, that's what I'm basically trying to do. I just keep people busy with more material, with more art, like just getting it out there and you know, whether that's playing shows or more videos or, you know, more music.
I guess live is where it's at. If you can do, one piece of advice I give to a new artist is if you can do heaps of live gigs, mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah, of course.
That's where it's happening is in the live scene. So get a residency somewhere, do some live gigs, never say no. Just always sort of take some really good opportunities.
Of course. I think it's important too, not only for the artist, but for the audience, like for the people listening to it. I know that, you know, if an artist comes out, I've been to so many concerts just because I want to go and I really want to connect with them that way. Like, there's such a difference between hearing something live and, you know, hearing it, you know, after it's been mixed and mastered. Yes. And all of that. It's a completely different
personal,
feeling.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, of course. It's very intimate.
My special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is Juliana. Her debut EP is called Mere Mortal. The first EP from Juliana is available right now on iTunes. Support local music and get yourself a copy. And you can visit her website, julianaofficialmusic.com. You can follow her on social media as well. Thank you for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great to meet you, and best of luck for the EP. It's a first single, a first EP is always really exciting and a bit daunting.
Mm-hmm.
But so five great collection of songs. It's so personality and what you're about. So congratulations on the EP.
Thank you so much.
We're going to play another track from the EP, which I think is quite joy friendly. It's quite upbeat.
Yeah.
It's called Speechless. Tell us about this track.
Speechless, it's a pop song, and it's funny because when it's slowed down, it's a completely different feeling.
Yeah, of course.
But basically the song gave me the opportunity to have an upper hand on a situation that I didn't necessarily have. And it's a very personal song. It's about, you know, having somebody who's very close to you and then just completely taking you off guard and, you know, in a way that you never expected. So, and I'm sure many people can empathize with that. So, that's why I chose it for the EP. And it was just, I kind of tried to use lots of imagery in terms of like being speechless, because I always say, like, how do you write a song called Speechless with lyrics in it? Like, it's obviously quite hard to do. So I kind of tried to use imagery, you know, like lips and mouth and eyes and kind of thing, and just embody that whole idea of being able to hear something that you really don't want to hear, so you can't really hear it.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at all.
For the very first time on Joy 94.9 from the EP Mere Mortal, this is Juliana, Speechless.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.